It's crazy, right? Like, how in horse racing, and I'm talking even the virtual kind we're all about, those long shots can just come out of nowhere and win.
Yeah, totally. The unpredictability is a huge part of why we all love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to dig into today, right? A full deep dive into the photo finish live schedule.
Okay, sounds good.
We're going to break it all down. So whether you're, brand new to virtual horse racing, maybe you just got your first virtual horse, or you've been around the track a few times, this is for you.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
want to make sure everyone really gets how this schedule works, how it's all designed to help your horses reach their full potential.
Right. It's not just about knowing when races are happening, It's like understanding the different paths your horses can take, how to really make the most of their careers.
And a big part of that is Brace, right? It's such a great resource in the PFL world.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's jump right in, starting with the juvenile division.
Right.
Those young horses just getting started. What's that first part of the journey look like?
So the juvenile division, that's like the proving grounds. It's where these young horses get their first taste of competition. They're figuring things out. A lot of it at this stage is about getting them comfortable with racing, building that foundation.
Yeah, so you're saying the early races are all about experience, not just winning.
Exactly. You see these maiden races, those are specifically for horses who haven't won a race yet.
Makes sense.
It's a way for them to learn the ropes without that pressure of, going up against seasoned winners.
Right. It's like building that confidence first.
Totally. It's crucial for their development.
So I'm seeing after the maiden races, there are these restricted qualifiers. What's the deal with those?
Those are the path to the big show, the end of season juvenile grade restricted finals.
Okay, so these qualifiers are the stepping stones.
Right, and there's some serious prize money on the
Oh,
line.
yeah.
Yeah, different tiers depending on your horse's grade, but we're talking $1,250 for the open field, $625 for S grade, $470 for S and below. This is a big goal for those owners.
So those maiden races are almost like tryouts then. Figure out where your horse fits in.
Exactly. See what they're made of, then you can target those restricted qualifiers that play to their strengths.
Okay, I like it. Now, what about these juvenile kingmakers? Those sound a bit more intense.
Yeah, that's where things get serious. These are the races for those 2-year-olds showing real promise.
What?
Think of them like early derby preps, but just for this age group.
Like separating the contenders from the pretenders.
Exactly. And they build up to a 60,000 derby finale, so high stakes for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what if you've got a horse? Maybe they're not a kingmaker just yet. What are the other options? I see allowance races listed.
Allowance races, those are a good option if your horse needs a little more time to develop.
I see.
And here's where the strategy comes in. You can actually tweak the weight your horse carries.
Like giving them a little advantage.
Exactly. 2-pound or 1.5-pound options, it can make a difference. And then after 3 races, your horse gets a benchmark rating.
Benchmark rating, what's that all about?
It's basically a way to measure their performance, right?
Okay.
And the system uses that rating to match horses with similar ability in benchmark races and sometimes even in allowance races. Keeps things fair.
So it's all about competitive balance then.
Right, making sure everyone has a shot.
Now, what about claimers? I know some people really like those races.
Yeah, claimers, they're a good way to get your foot in the door, maybe a little less pressure.
I see.
But, and this is important, after a claiming race, another owner can actually buy your horse for a set price.
Oh, wow. So it's a gamble.
It is. You could lose a promising horse, but there's also a chance to snag a bargain.
And I'm seeing there are bonuses for the top horses in the claiming leaderboard, too.
Yeah, $100 bonuses for the top 40. So if you're consistently doing well, it can add up.
That's interesting. Okay, so someone's brand new to the juvenile division. What's your number one tip?
Honestly, study the morning line odds. Really look at those.
Okay.
And the horse's pedigree, their bloodlines. Sometimes you can find those hidden gems that way.
Like the ones the experts are overlooking.
Exactly. You can get a real edge there.
I love it. All right, let's move on to the Redemption Run series. This one sounds like it's all about second chances.
Yeah, for sure. This series is for those horses that maybe had some bad luck, haven't quite hit their stride yet.
Like the ones that just need another shot.
Exactly. They've got the talent, just need a chance to prove it.
And it's backed by House of Zedge and Blue Exotic Equestrian Club.
Yeah, they're really invested in this series. Shows how important it is.
So they're giving these horses a platform to bounce back.
Exactly.
Now I'm seeing there's a derby entry fee of 240, and that all goes into the free roll purse.
Right. So the more horses enter, the bigger that pot gets. Ends up being a $1,000 free roll at the end of the season.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And the races are NW1 to NW3.
That means non-winners of 1 to 3 races. So each week, you're going up against horses that have a similar win record.
Makes sense. So in this series, it's really all about who's got that grit, that determination.
Yeah, overcoming adversity, that's the story here.
I like that. Okay, let's talk about the big leagues now, the 3-plus division. This is where things get really serious, right?
Absolutely. This is the top tier. Horses turning 3, they're entering a whole new level of competition.
And the purses. We're talking major money now.
Yeah, for sure. They've got these major races with $10,000 USD purses.
Wow.
Yeah, these are the premier events, attract the top horses.
So to even get into those major races, you've got to go through these qualifiers, right? Premier, normal, and feeder qualifiers.
Right. It's a tiered system, gives everyone a chance to earn their spot.
So break it down for me. How did those different levels work?
So the premier qualifiers, those are the most direct path to the major races.
Okay.
Entry fee is $150, but the points are huge. 40 points for first, 20 for second, 10 for third, 5 for fourth. Then you've got the normal qualifier, $75 entry, and the points are 10, 4, 2, 1.
Okay, so easier to get in, but the points aren't as high.
Right, and then the feeder qualifiers, those are the most accessible. $40 entry, points are 4, 2, 1.
So multiple ways to get your horse into those top races.
Exactly, different strategies depending on your horse and your budget.
Makes sense. Now, what about the grade-restricted stakes schedule? I'm seeing it split into halves. Why is that important?
Splitting it in half gives those horses twice the opportunities, you know? More chances to compete throughout the season.
Oh, I see.
And they've integrated those regular and feeder qualifiers into each half. So there's always a path to those bigger races.
So it's all about keeping that momentum going all season long.
Exactly.
And at the end of the season, you've got the grade restricted free roll finals.
Yep. Those are the big finales for the grade restricted horses.
And just like the juvenile division, there are different prize tiers based on your horse's grade.
Right. So over $1,000 for the open category, over $500 for Cess grade, over $300 for Cess and below. Big rewards for consistent performance.
Definitely keeps the competition fierce. Now, for those top-tier 4-year-olds and older horses, where are they focusing? It mentions 3-plus kingmakers.
Those are the elite races for that age group, running parallel to the grade-restricted series, but the big prize here is the $80,000 Derby.
Huge. So 3-year-olds might be going for those major races, but those 4-year-olds have a shot at both the grade restricted and the kingmakers.
Yeah, they got options.
So it's like different paths to Derby glory depending on where your horse is at.
Exactly. And even those horses that aren't quite at the kingmaker level, there are still good options for them.
Like what kind of options?
Well, they've got benchmark races where they're running against horses with similar ratings,
okay.
Allowance races with those weight adjustments we talked about.
Right.
And races with lower entry fees. Plus, a lot of these races contribute to leaderboard prizes, so you're always earning something.
Oh, and I see there's a Derby entry in every race, too. So even those horses, they still have that chance.
Exactly. Anything can happen.
Like Donerail in the 1913 Kentucky Derby, right? 91-1 odds, and he won the whole thing.
Yeah, proves you can never count anyone out.
I love those underdog stories. Okay, let's move on to the Claimers in Phoenix Splash section. I'm seeing that 3-plus claimers are a good fit for horses just below that elite level.
Right, for those horses that are consistently competitive, but maybe not quite winning those top races.
So they're still racking up points, working towards those big leaderboard payouts.
Exactly, over $16,000 in the prize pool, so it's worth competing.
Definitely something to aim for. Now, this Phoenix Splash free roll sounds interesting. It's specifically for those 50-60 or 55-65 benchmark turf runners.
Yeah. It's a special opportunity for those horses that excel on turf. They compete in specific qualifying races. Then at the end of the season, there's a $200 free roll just for them.
Okay. So it's like rewarding those consistent performers in that specific category.
Exactly. Gives them a chance to shine.
I like it. We've talked about the young horses, the established stars, but what about those veterans, you know? The 6-plus-year-olds.
They're definitely not forgotten. The Silver Stallions, they've still got plenty of racing ahead of them.
And they can compete in these allowance races to try and make it to the Silver Stakes finale. That sounds like a pretty awesome goal.
Yeah, a chance for those older horses to show what they're made of.
And just like the 3-plus claimers, there are big leaderboard payouts for those 6-plus horses, too.
Right, over $16,000 up for grabs, so there's always something to strive for.
Wow, so really, from the youngest horses to the veterans, there's a place for everyone in the PFL.
Absolutely. That's what makes it so great.
So as we're wrapping up this deep dive into the PFL schedule, what are some of the big takeaways for this season?
Well, they've really stepped things up this year, haven't they? The 10% rake, more payouts per race, new race types, those weight adjustments, and of course, that full schedule with something for everyone.
It does seem like a really exciting season, and you never know what's going to happen, right? Like Mystic Dan winning the Kentucky Derby this year, 18-1 odds.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
So what's the message for our listeners out there, as they're looking at their own stables?
I'd say take your time. Really study the schedule, figure out what works best for your horses. There are opportunities everywhere, no matter what level your horses are at.
So no matter what your stable looks like, there's a path to success.
Exactly. You just got to find it.
So, like the source says, race smart, play bold,
Ugh.
live your legend.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And of course, Brace is there to help along the way.
Always.
And that's it for this deep dive. But before we go, let me ask you this. With all these possibilities in the Photo Finish Live world, what kind of legend are you going to create?
That's a good question.
Think about it. We'll see you back on the virtual track soon.